You're listening to Run, Thrive, Survive with Sierra Carter. If you're looking for more energy, more productivity, and just an overall happier life, you're right where you need to be.
Hey guys, just here with another fun, healthy bite. This week it was just something that was on my mind, to be honest with you. And I've been thinking about it a lot, that a lot of us seem to be burning out with doing the things that we love. And I'm talking about, I've talked a lot about recently that I was burnt out with running. Like, I didn't even love running anymore. It became so competitive to me that I hated it. And when I had to go run, it felt like a burden. It was no longer that fun escape I had from life. So this, going into this weekend, I just want you to kind of identify maybe things that you're overdoing, maybe things that you need to change your mindset with. Because it wasn't that I was overdoing running. It was I had to change my mindset and kind of reel myself back in and think, why do I run? It's because I love running. It's not because I want to qualify for Boston. It's not because I want to win every single race. It's because I literally just love seeing the world on foot and running from place to place. And that is something I had to connect with again. And it's not just as easy as realizing it and moving on. It literally is connecting with that idea, understanding that you have a problem here and figuring out ways to fix that. So if you are someone that's struggling with loving running, because I've talked to many people who are struggling with that same thing again, connect with yourself. Go back on trails that you love. Go back to the places that you used to run that you used to love. Maybe it's a certain trail. Maybe it's a new, it's just discovering new trails and new areas. Maybe it's discovering a new run group because the running group that you're in might be a little bit toxic for you and your love of running right now. Doesn't mean people are bad. Sometimes it just means you're being pushed in ways that you shouldn't be pushed and your body is trying to respond to that through the stress. So just identify what it is that you're being burnt out on right now. And then just start to go back to the basics. And I think that is the best way that you can reel yourself back into the things you love. Because if you didn't love it at first, it's going to be a lot harder. But none of us hated running and really hated running and then kept running. A lot of us hated running, started running, found that we love running, kept loving running, and then something changed. So just tune in with yourself. And with that, I do hope you go out there and you run your life before life runs you, because life is absolutely beautiful. And when you're able to do something that you enjoy on a day-to-day basis, like running in nature, it makes it even a better place to be. So you guys, I love you. I will see you again here next week on A Healthy Bite. That's just your reminder to love yourself, love your running, and be happy mentally and physically. All right, you guys.